Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, it's become a February rite of winter on a Tuesday night when we do our sports talk show at Yogi Sports Grill and Bar, the announcement of the newest Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame class, a class of 10 introduced last night. And as president of the HOF, Kit Klingelhofer, was telling me, it never, ever gets old when we open up the treasure chest. And this 2017 group of 10, six athletes, two coaches, a contributor, and humanitarian, well, another classy and well put together outfit.
With this addition of this 10, we'll have 76 now. You know, I think we talked about this last year. I think if you tried to rank the classes, it'd be almost impossible. The thing I like most about this class is we're pretty much across the board, you know, with sports, and we got some outstanding names. I mean, and you look at a couple people that, you know, were really instrumental. You look at a guy like Jerry Yank. Several people say, well, yeah, he was a great IU coach, whatever. That's not where he's going in. He's going in because the contributions he's made to youth soccer. I mean, I don't know how many people have ever gone out to Carse Farm on a Saturday morning, but my gosh, there's got to be over 1,000 kids playing there in the spring and fall. I mean, it's unbelievable, and that's all responsible for Jerry Eggley because he got all those youth programs started. As a contributor, what more can you ask for than that? And some great names. I mean, from Jennifer Worthen and Stephanie Bassett, who ran cross country and track at North, and did it under Ralph Siebold, who's also going in. What a great list. Different sports represented again, and another just very representative class of what Monroe County has meant to so many people here.
Well, let's get Klingelhofer, president of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, mentioning a couple of the names. Jerry Yeagley, contributor. Dr. Brad Bamba, humanitarian. 91 years young, Jennings Polly, Corey Martin, and the late John Adams. The first Indiana coach to ever win 500 basketball game. Induction night will be Friday night, July 14th at the Bloomington Convention Center. Jennifer Worthen Hester was mentioned by Kit, Stephanie Bassett, Mark Litz, Dobby Grossman, and Ralph Siebold, rounding out the class of 2017. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, after being humbled by third-ranked Maryland back on Sunday, Terry Morin with her IU women out east tonight in Piscataway, New Jersey, and Rutgers trying to, well, end this two-game losing streak against the Scarlet Knights of Hall of Fame head coach Vivian Stringer, laboring for wins themselves, only 3-7 in the league, and only six total wins in the 23 that they've played going into this one. Hoosiers lumped right now in mid-pack at 5-5. They're tied with Iowa to begin the week in seventh, and as Coach Terry was mentioning earlier in the week, tonight, well, it's all about the mental preparation.
Another opportunity, and we got six of them left before the Big Ten tournament, and we got to take advantage of every game and realize that, you know, and this is what we keep telling them, it's a 40-minute game. There can't be a possession off, that we are playing for something, and that's probably the most important thing. I think all of us would agree that we want to send those five seniors, you know, we want their senior season to be something that they're going to remember and cherish at their, you know, their during their time here at Indiana. So, you know, we're all willing to, I think, roll up our sleeves and continue to work at this thing and stay positive and realize that, you know, anything can happen here down the stretch, and we're hoping that we can make a lot of noise.
That's Hoosier women's head coach Terry Morin. The Hoosiers looking for number 16 in the win column, currently with an RPI of 53, and right now there are five clubs in the Big Ten in the top 50 of the latest RPI. Big Ten Plus at 7 o'clock tonight. By the way, the Hoosiers back home for their annual Pink Day on Saturday at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall with Northwestern. That will be an early one, a noon tip. Elsewhere around the league, Minnesota at Penn State tonight, and Michigan will play at Purdue. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.